We've got lots of questions coming in. The pair of you, both Ross Anderson, who's here with us, and Stephen Murdoch, could have a go at this one. Kevin Hoover wonders on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientists, when quantum computing becomes available, what will that do to today's online security? Ross, what do you think about that?
Quantum computing appears to be somewhat stalled. It showed great promise back in the 1990s, where there was the prospect of algorithms that would allow people to factor large numbers quickly. And the Los Alamos report, which looked at the state of the art and prospects, said 10 years ago that within a decade, that is by now, we should have proper working quantum computers that we could use to explore architecture. But we're still stuck at the stage of messing around with machines with a maximum of 7 qubits. And now scientists are beginning to wonder why it is that quantum computing doesn't work as it promised, and this, with luck, may lead to breakthroughs in physics. But I don't see it as changing the world of cryptography anytime soon.
So by 7 qubits, you mean that they could factor a number up to about 128?
Well, in fact, the largest number they've been able to factor so far is 15.
Probably not that useful.
So there's something missing there, and what's missing is a source of interesting research in its own right.